Ben, interviewing Miss Isabel Jones on February 22nd, 1989.
Okay, so then Dad backs off, and then Dad has to, Dad
Ms.
and Mom.
Ms. Jones, when were you born?
March 10th, 1910.
Have a birthday pretty soon.
And where were you born at?
In Edna, Jackson County.
Okay.
Who was your parents? Your parents' name?
Will Lane and Mariah Lane. My daddy's name was Will Elliott Lane. Will Lane. My mother was Mariah Lane. Diggs before she married. Mariah Diggs Lane.
Okay. Your grandparents' name?
Isa Lane. My grandparents. Yeah, no, my grandma.
Were you born here in Kingsville?
Edna.
Edna. Well, when did you come to Kingsville?
Well, I came out here in 1936, directly. Mm-hmm. Cut it off, honey. You want to download it? She had the surgery. You came. You asked. I could have did that with this thing here, baby.
Okay.
Thank you.
You come here
in 1936 after marriage.
What kind of business did you?
Well, the only business I operated was when I had a cafe in a little place up there called Vanderbilt. And I run a cafe up there after I married in 1936. Uh-huh. For the brakeboats.
Oh, for the railroad. So the railroad brought you here, huh?
That's what brought me here.
Okay. How was the payback then?
Well, I'll tell you how it was. I was charging 35 cents, you know, for food. And $1.05, see, 3 meals would be $1.05. And 35 cents a night for the babes. Now that was in 1936.
It makes
I thought about that. That's what I did. Mm-hmm. And the break room would all come there and eat and sleep. So on and so forth.
Mm-hmm. But do you know anything about the Colored Train Men's Association? Was that formed while you were there?
Colored Train Men's Association? I guess it was. I don't really know about that. I guess it was because my husband was in it, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Did you attend school here in Kingsville?
No, honey, I was too old.
Your kids did, huh?
Yes, Sue did.
And she attended what school here?
Oh, high school here, Douglas.
Oh, Douglas.
High school. Before she left.
Did your husband work at the cafe with you?
No, I just had them. Local help. And it's a little place called it. No, he was on the... Worked at the shop at that time in Vanderbilt to hit a shop that he left there. Come down here and start breaking.
Was this area, did y'all move into this house? Or?
No, when I first come here, I stayed with business Harry Davis down there. Mm-hmm. And then after we left there, we moved in here. I think that was in 45 or 44 or something. When I got this house.
Well, how was the relationship with the whites back then when you came here?
Well, we thought it was good. It's a big difference now, but they was nice up that way. But you know, we just had to know we was black. That's all. And
so they treated you equal.
It was very good, I thought. Well, we didn't know no better then. We thought everything was cool. It was nice. Uh-huh.
So Kingsville was a lot better. Living in Kingsville was a lot better than the relationship with the whites in Vanderbilt?
Well, I couldn't see no difference.
Oh, you just couldn't?
They all treated me right, because I never had no trouble with any of them. I just stayed in my place.
What about the Hispanics back then?
What?
The Spanish?
They was very nice down there. And here too. Mm-hmm. So fine. For me.
Did any of the guys from the Navy come eat at your place?
Not at that time when the Navy was here. When I was in Vanderbilt, we thought. Just the railroad people. See, I was out of business when the Navy started down in here. Mm-hmm. I was down here, but I didn't have any business. Well, I did have a little cafe over there, too. You remember when Uncle Will and myself had a cafe over there? Was you remember Louis?
I
called it Queen Cafe.
That was on.
Right there, Miss Andrews' place on the corner there.
Oh, so you owned that?
Well, Will and myself had that together.
Oh.
We carried it up with that. That was all right.
Well, who was about your menu? What all did you serve?
Soul food. I can't name it. It was everything, you know, at that time, you know. All food. You know, whatever you have, breakfast for lunch, mm-hmm. you know, it all like that.
So, but I want to really know what soul food is. I've been trying to figure out.
Greens, potatoes, and beans, and cornbread, and that's what I call soul food. Neck bones, and stew, and all such as that. Now that's what I call soul food. I don't know what it is. It's some kind of dessert. Whatever you want to call it. I don't know what you call it. That's the name we call it. And then for breakfast, well, see, we'd have the same thing. Eggs and bacon and cheese, ham like that for breakfast.
Did you do lots of business? Was business good back then?
Business was real good then. I thought I was doing good.
Yeah, with them prices,
It was good. I can't remember what it was at that time, but I remember what it was when I was in Vanderbilt.
What events in the black community, what activities were in the black community in Kingsville?
Biggest thing I know would be baseball. I don't think football was so famous at that time. There used to be a lot of baseball players around here. But I don't know too much about that activity part.
At that time, is that when most of the races was at the MOPAC?
Uh-huh.
What kind of races did they, what all did they do at the MOPAC?
I don't know. I guess, you know, play just ball is like all I know.
That's what they used it for, was a ball for?
I think so.
Okay. I thought, somebody had mentioned that it was a racetrack.
I wasn't here for the racetrack. I wasn't here. See, there wasn't no racetrack when I got it. No, that's for my time. I heard something about it, though.
What institutions in the black community served as focal points for blacks here in Kingsville?
I don't know.
Probably just like the church or something like that.
I don't know. What you mean by the church? What institute did what?
Well, you know, what was the main focal point? You know, what was the...
What did you mainly do for entertainment?
Biggest thing I know would be church affairs. We used to have things like that for church activities. I don't know. What else? That was my biggest activity.
Could you tell us what families have dominated in the black community?
Oh, that's too much for me.
Were there any feuds in the black community?
Any what?
Fights, feuds, family feuds, fights.
I guess so. You know, it was somewhere. I can't say no. I guess it was.
Two separate families fighting against each other.
I don't know. I really don't know, but I didn't know, hear anything about all that. I'm not going to tell you, yeah.
Where did most of the young people go when they finished their education here in Kingsville?
To the Bill George. I don't know. Just say I don't know. Because I don't know how too many finished their education. Yeah. I guess they went to college. I couldn't tell you.
Back then, was there lots of divorce and everything like that? Or?
I guess so. I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Too many divorces. I didn't hear too many. Mostly, you know, but the parents deceased or something.
So that back then it wasn't too many women had head of the households, though.
Which what?
Too many women that, you know, was head of the households back then, was it?
Well, only way they would homecoming.
You had all this, you had it all. That was off all that time. I just cut it off.
Yes.
You mean tell me you...
your full name.
Barbara Lane Jones.
Lane Jones. Okay. And you were born when and where?
Born in Edmond, Jackson County, March 10, 1910.
Okay. And what about your mother and father? What was their birthplace?
In Edmond.
In Edmond. Okay. About what year? You don't have to be specific.
I just don't know. They're pretty old when they passed, but I don't know what year they were. I forgot what year.
Okay. Do you know much about your great-grandparents?
Okay. My great-grandparents?
Mm-hmm.
I only know my grandfather. My dad is dead. The rest of them.
When did you first come to Kingsville?
Well, I guess around about 1936.
What brought you? What brought you
My
down?
Husband.
Yeah. Okay. What was he doing? What brought him down here?
Well, he come down here and he worked at a shop in Vanderbilt, at the railroad shop up there. He finally come down here and started working.
So the railroad's really what brought him down here.
Uh-huh. He got fired after he got here.
And that was what year, roughly?
Must have been in 36, I guess. Uh-huh. 1936, I think it was.
Was the railroad doing a lot of hiring during that time when he came down?
Well, not at that time. He was at the shop with the roundhouse and at the Vanderbilt. Mm-hmm. Later on, they started to hire, so he came down here and got hired as a break.
What about when you first moved to Kingsville? Were there a lot of blacks living in the community, or was it a pretty small community?
Well, when I first moved here, they didn't tell me that we had this was a black community over here.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a place called Mexican Town, and we had one across the track called White Town.
Mm-hmm.
But we had a community down here across the track with a black community, and there were lots of people here.
Mm-hmm. More than we have now.
Oh, no, yeah, people than we have now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you think that industry is what brought them all down here? The railroad, the shop?
I suppose so. That's what brought us down here, the railroad. I don't know as long as here for we was. So I don't know what brought them.
Mm-hmm.
But they all was here when I got here.
What other kind of jobs did blacks do other than railroad? How did they make money?
I don't know. Well, I guess in the cafes and whatnot. I don't know what they did.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't know. But I just come down here. Mm-hmm. Got in with the railroad people.
Mm-hmm. You never did hear anybody being a blacksmith or...
No, I didn't. It might have been. I don't know. I didn't hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else can tell you that was here for one time.
Did blacks in Kingsville during that time stick together much?
Seemed like they did very much so.
Mm-hmm. More than they do now, you think?
Yeah, much more than they would be now, though.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. What about politics in Kingsville? Did you have anybody in the community that went uptown or downtown to deal with the establishment, the city hall, the mayor?
Well, I don't know. I think of Mr. Thompson used to do that, but I can't think of his name. Will Thompson, I believe, he tried to see all that when he was down here.
Was he the main spokesperson?
Yes, he's the only one I've ever heard of. I guess I didn't know about him.
Mm-hmm. What kind of businesses did the blacks have during that time?
Well, he had a tailor shop that Will Thompson did.
Mm-hmm.
And a lady, Hine, but she had a barbecue place up there in Georgia, Hine.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the only black that I knew.
Do you have any grocery stores owned by blacks?
No, I don't think so. Not until the later years, but Annie took a few.
Mm-hmm.
Carmel.
Oh, butcher shops?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mr. Thompson had the cleaners.
Yeah, he had the cleaners. And then Georgia had the barbecue in Georgia Town. She had to sell barbecues.
Mm-hmm. Where did the blacks do most of their shopping, their trading?
I guess downtown, I don't know. Yeah, Ring, that's the only place we did go on Ring. Down in town.
Mm-hmm. had to go to the white stores, all
yeah,
the stores?
Yeah, we had to go to all the same thing. We just had these changes when we, you know, when we stayed. Mm-hmm.
Did the Mexican-Americans have stores that you went to, or did they not own many of the stores?
Yeah, we had Mexican-Americans. They had stores down there.
Did blacks go there?
Yeah, they could go. Mm-hmm.
How did whites and the Mexican-Americans get along during that time?
See, that's got along good, brother. I know the two got along. I think everybody got along fine. Mm-hmm.
Better than you think they do now, or was it?
Well, I can see no different. Everybody got to get along all right now. Mm-hmm. Just like it was then. Mm-hmm. Just had more, you know, people thought more of each other than they do now. People do more for you than they do now.
Mm-hmm. So they do more for you?
Then than they do now. Mm-hmm. They pay attention to you now. They know where you need to go.
Do you have a black undertaker during that time in Kingsville?
Not in Kingsville.
When blacks died, what happened to them?
Flowers and Coppers. Flowers and Coppers Christian.
That was the name of the undertaker? Flowers? Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What about banks? Did blacks try to start their own banking?
Yes, they did. Mm-hmm. Same banks.
Mm-hmm. Down here in the quarters, did you ever know of anybody trying to open up a bank?
Or no.
Certain so. People lend money?
I don't think so. I really don't think so. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about education in Kingsville? Did many of the young people graduated from college, from high school around here, if they got that far, where did they go to school? I've heard a lot of people talk about at one time they only had classes going up to the 6th, 7th, 8th grade, and then after that they had to leave town to go and finish school.
Yeah, I guess so, because when I was in Edna, that 10th grade is for us to go. That's why we graduated from the 5th grade. Mm-hmm. And after. Mm-hmm. But I guess about the same down here, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Okay.
How long, when your husband came to Kingsville, how long did it take the community to accept you guys here? Was it difficult for you to come in?
It was glad as this. Mm-hmm. Nobody had us to come down. Mm-hmm.
Has there always been a Navy base here since you've been here in Kingsville?
No, not always. I think when the place was coming, I don't know what year it was. Huh? Mm-hmm. I know when the first Navy base opened up here.
How did the community people treat the sailors that came in here?
I think they treated them nice.
Mm-hmm. It was easier for the black sailors to come over here and make friends?
They did.
Didn't fight between the...
No, they didn't.
I was interviewing Miss Summers just a minute ago, and she talked about always being a lot of killing going on around here. So when you heard a gun, you knew somebody was dead.
Well, I wasn't here during that time. That was way back when they were really killing. Mm-hmm. I haven't heard so much about that since I've been here. Mm-hmm. But I've heard them talking about it. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I understand Miss Irene had a business here in Kingsville.
Yes.
Were you here during that time when she started her business? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me a little bit about that? What was it?
I know she had a business up there and had a brother taxi. It was the first taxi for the blacks. Had a bad day up there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She did real good. Mm-hmm.
Cafe and taxi service.
Mm-hmm. That's what she did. Mm-hmm.
She was the first black taxi?
Yes, she sure was. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about the relationship with other black communities around the surrounding area? How did blacks in Kingsville get along with the blacks from Alice and Bishop?
I guess all right. I never hear too much about it. Mm-hmm. They got along all together. They're all right. Mm-hmm.
Does this tape make you nervous, Miss Ida?
I don't know. I don't know. I just don't want to hear it.
What I'm saying.
Leaders. Who were some of the leaders in the community when you first got here? Anybody stand out in here?
Leaders, I don't know. Leaders, I'm from Gosh, when I started out here, we were talking. About the biggest leader that I know that was trying to push things over, get things done. You know.
What about the churches? Which were some of the churches were on the scene when you first moved here?
It's like the other one, the same church.
King Star was here when you first got here.
King Star, Scott Chapel. What's that other name? St. Paul.
St. Paul. It was basically those three churches.
I saw it too, but I had the whole churches too. A lot of the church of Christ and St. Paul.
Which was the biggest in your the biggest church? Which is the largest church?
I really don't know, but I think it was King Star. I don't know.
The Baptist Church.
I think so.
Do you think that religion was very important during that time in the lives of the people?
It seemed like it was very important.
Did you see a lot of divorces during that time? Did people divorce a lot?
Yes, sir. I did divorce.
Or did you find many people even marrying?
Yeah, they married. Quite a few married. Lost their husbands. That's not unusual.
In Kingsville? Lost her husbands here?
Yeah, my husband did.
Would other women take their husbands away, or husbands come here?
I don't know. They said once upon a time, a new woman come in here, the older women would have that woman put out of town. Once she come in. Yeah. They wouldn't let them be ladies coming in, but I wasn't here during that time. Well, I heard it.
That they wouldn't let any
Like some other state lady come in, but they said the police at that time and they could go back, they couldn't stay here. So I don't know how it builds up, but that's what you say was going on.
How about the police and the sheriff and all the law enforcement agencies? Did they treat the blacks?
I don't know nothing about no police, but I tell you that I don't ask nothing about it. Oh, I know they were police, but they, I don't know nothing about them.
Were they rough with the blacks?
They said some of them were, or something. I don't know. They're pretty rough out there. You got to ask somebody to know.
Did the blacks, in your opinion, respect them?
Never respected at that time. Never respected. Yes, it was.
Better respect him or what? Sounds like maybe it was.
Well, I guess they said he beat up somebody. Well, probably he's going to beat somebody or something. I don't know. For my time.
Did you ever hear anything about the Klan in Kingsville? Was there a Klan in Kingsville? Ku Klux Klan?
Well, I didn't hear, but I guess it was.
But you never heard about it.
I didn't hear enough about that when I got out here.
When you first came to Kingsville, when you went downtown, did you have to drink from separate fountains? Did you have to go to separate bathrooms?
Oh, yeah, that was old, actually. Yeah, I had to go somewhere else and back door and eat the food, don't we? But we didn't try to go to, you know, that much downtown of a cafe.
What would you do?
Go to a cafe over there, do stay at home and cook.
Stay from away from downtown.
I guess you could go if you wanted to. Go to downtown, you're free to go. They have the people who go. Leave me, the poor people, we just had to go around to the back of the gate.
You were, you said earlier that you had community for blacks and whites and Hispanics. Did blacks travel very much outside of their community over in White Town?
They sure did.
They did not?
That south side was white, and I was Mexican town, just here close to track where we are.
One of the questions that I really like to ask people is about home remedies, because I've been told that a lot of blacks in the community didn't go to doctors to be treated and didn't have insurance to go to hospitals. What kinds of treatments, home remedies, were used during that period as well?
I really don't remember. Mm-hmm. Really home remedies.
You never had to use any of them yourself when you got sick? Or, you
know? No, I don't. I was a sick person. I never had to use the home remedies.
Did the young ladies delivering babies, did they have midwives or did they go to the hospital?
I think they had midwives.
Mm-hmm. Oh, do you remember some of them around town?
Not down here, no, I sure don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I don't know midwives down here, but I'm sure they had them. Mm-hmm. I know they had them in Edmond. Mm-hmm. My mother was a midwife in Edmond.
Mm-hmm. Your mother was?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Sure did.
Did you see much intermarriage between blacks during that time?
That's what?
Intermarriage. Black men marrying white women, white women marrying.
I wasn't doing that during that time.
Mm-hmm. I started in the late years.
Mm-hmm. But not during the period you.
No, not when I was from down here. Mm-hmm. It'd just be coating, that's all. It wasn't married. Mm-hmm.
But they were.
Some of them were, they said. Mm-hmm.
Some of the bracemen that came down here to work started the CTA, Colored Trainmen of America. Uh-huh. Were you was your husband involved in that?
See the
mm-hmm. Why did that whole organization start up?
Now I can't tell you. Mm-hmm. You have to ask about it then.
Did many of the black brakemen participate in that?
I think they all did. It's bad. I think they all was in it. Mm-hmm.
Did the brakemen people in the community have very many celebrations, big times in the park? Where
I think they had 19 in June. That's all I could hear. Uh-huh.
That's the only one that you
I thought they had. Mm-hmm.
And who would organize that?
Now, I don't know who organized it, but I think it was Charlie Johnson, his already husband. Mm-hmm. He used to be involved with it.
Mm-hmm. Is Irene?
Irene Johnson, what's her name, Charlie.
Mm-hmm. That's not the same as Miss Irene that used to run the cab.
That was her husband.
That was her husband. Okay. Going back to schools, did you know of many blacks to go on to college from Kingsville?
Yeah, I sure don't remember, but I'm sure it was quite a few, but I don't know who it was.
Mm-hmm. You did hear about some of them.
I suppose so. I can't tell you all my memory. Under the bridge, washed away. I don't know what to hear about that. That's been 40 years ago or something. I don't know nothing about it.
Did many of the ladies that were married or going with the Brakesmen, did they have clubs?
Never.
Did they have clubs or organizations that they were
affiliated with? I don't really know. I really don't know. They were trying to get in the club that they had. Mm-hmm.
Like knitting or quilting
I
clubs?
I suppose they did, but I don't do anything like that.
Mm-hmm. What did, during that period, where did the blacks do their entertaining? Was it at home?
I don't know. I really don't know. Nobody entertained. Nobody had too much entertainment during that time.
Can you recall some of the music during that era? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You didn't have a favorite band?
No, I don't remember. I don't remember nothing favorite that I had during that time. But they were dance.
Mm-hmm. Tony Darcy? Yeah.
I guess I don't remember all, but I don't remember.
You Did young children during that time, in your opinion, respect the older people
they
more or
do.
Less?
They said much more. Mm-hmm. They just held real nice.
You think that's changed
with
the day?
Yeah, I know it's changed. I haven't thought about that.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think that's happened?
What happened?
Mm-hmm. Why do you think it's changed?
I don't know what made it change. All I know is they changed in everything. It's supposed to be innovators, I guess. Maybe different.
Did the older people during that time, were they allowed to spank children if they saw them doing something in the community?
Yes, they sure was. Mm-hmm.
And would many of them do it? Many of them spank the children if they were out?
Well, I come from and did. I don't know about down here. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What about children that were born to mixed couples? Were they received very well in the black community, like an interracial baby?
I guess so.
Did you know of many
no,
of them or any of them during that time?
Absolutely.
I was talking again with Mrs. Summers today. She was saying that she felt like the blacks always received the mixed babies with open arms, whereas the whites didn't receive them very well.
Mm-hmm. She was here for me. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yes, she was.
Mm-hmm. But you've never really had any,
no,
any
sure
real.
No, we find out that either. Mm-hmm.
Were the families tight knit during that time?
Seemed like it was.
Mm-hmm. Did you have many family feuds?
I don't know.
Like the Hatfields and the McCoys?
I don't remember.
Okay. You can't recall any
no, I see okay.
Was it difficult being the wife of a railroad a shop man?
I don't see. I guess it was. I don't know. She was different.
A lot of the wives said that husbands being out of town, sometimes working on the north end, working on the south end, week, 2 weeks, 3 months, would put stress on the families. What do you think about that? Do you think it did, or just depended on the family and individuals?
Yeah, I don't know, but I wasn't going to pass it off. I don't know what they put up with.
Uh-huh.
I don't know about that. Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure. Mm-hmm.
What about the different ways that the black families dealt with politics? Was it something that everybody in the community agreed on? Say, for example, if they wanted to go vote for a mayor, or was there a split argument?
I don't know. If they all agreed, I guess. Sure, it was split. Some of them. Sure, everybody went in the car. I'm sure. Mm-hmm.
But they didn't, as far as you know, you don't know if they fought openly about it.
I sure don't. I don't remember it.
Was the NAACP active during that time?
I don't think so. I don't know any of those guys.
The parents interact with their children. Were children allowed to stay around the house when parents were talking, adults talking?
Oh, they had to go outside somewhere and play or do something. Mm-hmm.
They were never allowed to sit in and listen. When did Kingsville start to die, the railroad? At one point, Kingsville was booming, all kinds of activities. When did it start to decline? Do you think that you have as many blacks working out there on the railroad now like you did when you first moved here?
Well, it's not the same.
Why is that? Why do you think that's happened?
Well, I don't think I know. They're just having a hard time to get hired up there because so many of them passed away. A lot of black people. They're on the railroad then, it's been gone a long time. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know who's out there now. I don't know how many blacks out there. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I used to go along. Mm-hmm. But we didn't have as much blacks at that time.
Did blacks have a special cemetery here in Kingsville? Have always had a special cemetery to be buried?
I guess so. I don't have that one, but I know. Mm-hmm.
Did the Navy or the military people ever have like a American, is it Legions Club or any military-oriented club in the black community for the black sailors that came here?
I don't know. I never heard of those sailors.
Where were some of these businesses that we talked about earlier? Where were they located? Of course, we know about the day and night that still stands. Ma'am?
That's the only one I remember, the day and night location, because the joy was down here on Fort Isaac. You go down on this side.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was, the old Brown Derby on this side?
Oh, yeah, they had that too, but I was talking about Will Thompson.
Oh, Mr. Will Thompson.
His shop was there.
Okay.
I think everybody liked his shop.
Was that pretty much the business strip in through there?
Sure was.
Mm-hmm. That's where all the businesses were located.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
Were there many black cowboys?
Well, down here, I don't think. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did some of the people go to the King Ranch and work out there?
I don't know, Gene. I read they did. Mm-hmm. I don't think so, but. Mm-hmm.
The, when we talk about the quarters, do you know what area defines the quarters? Where are those boundaries drawn?
Well, we cross the track. That's all I know.
Across the track?
Off of course, we're the track. It's the black side.
And where does it start north? When, during that time, how far north did it go? Did it go much further than say north of Wesash up here, or has it always cut off about up there at that point where Mr. Joe Boy lives up on Lot Street?
I don't think it ever cut off because this side of it was just built up and it's always black on this side. Now they've been put out all those trees and put houses and all that stuff. There used to be a lot of stickers out here.
A lot of woods.
That's what they say.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm gonna ask you that question over because I don't think I picked it up. But when you first came here, what did it look like? What did the community look like?
About like it down with lots of trees on that side, with just a little strip of what you call it, shotgun houses. Mm-hmm. This side, well, it was housing, but it wasn't like the old man. It did the house, they all were living good stuff. These streets were just about the same. Mm-hmm. Housing, it's about a little different.
Mm-hmm. Did you know you were in Blacktown when you first?
Oh, yeah, I told me about Mexican town, Blacktown, Blacktown. Mm-hmm.
But just when you came into Blacktown by looking around, could you say, well?
No, I couldn't say that, but I just knew where I was. Mm-hmm. I was satisfied. Mm-hmm. There's no nothing about it.
What were some of the foods that were prepared for some of the special celebrations?
I don't know the barbecue, I don't know the time. Mm-hmm. I do really try to have barbecue.
What was meant by soul food?
During well, that time? I don't know, I don't know, but I like soul food.
Okay, what is
it?
Uh-huh. Okay. Did many blacks butcher their own food, raise it, or did they?
Yeah, they raised it, I guess, and butchered it.
Mm-hmm. They raised their chickens and hogs.
Yeah, all that was all good.
Did you see a lot of that in the community?
Yeah, they had plenty of other stuff.
Chicken.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Did the young boys, any of them have horses or anything? Or donkeys?
Yes, they did. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I did not know. I didn't see too many horses when I come down here.
Many of the people during that time were driving cars.
Yeah, they were driving cars, but not like the old man. Cars is just this. There were all the walking during that time. Mm-hmm.
Was it, were the streets paved during that time?
No, they weren't paved. I mean, I went there and paved the streets that way. Mm-hmm. I was here.
Mm-hmm. Remember any of the teachers in the community?
Well, Miss Andrew, those sales, mm-hmm. Fox and all of them, I was sitting there that time, they were teaching me. Stafford. Mm-hmm.
And they taught at what's now the old Douglas Center?
I think so. Mm-hmm.
Has the school ever been in any other location?
Not another one.
Did whites come into the community very much?
Not that I know of. Mm-hmm.
They didn't frequent the bourgeois or the...
I don't think so. That's not that bad, I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Whoever have... maybe by the Navy base being here and all the men on the railroad, did we ever have any cabarets or houses of as some people call it, ill repute? Prostitution?
I don't know. I didn't hear, but I guess it did.
I don't know.
You think it was here and just not talked about?
I think so. If they had it, they would try to wish it. Mm-hmm. Like it is there. Mm-hmm.
Who were some of the more respected people, families in the community? When you first got here, which family, was there any one particular family that you just kept hearing over and over and over again?
Not that I know of, all of us.
For example, the Kings, the Claybirds.
I said, not even. Mm-hmm. Well, the Kings, the Claybirds, you know. His biggest work, you know, they were so mm-hmm. I thought you meant the Blacks. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How old were you when you first got to King's Hill? Roughly?
26.
26. And you've lived here ever since then. I think we got your age, didn't we? Didn't we get your age?
I told you I was supposed to go to
Did the preachers in the town have a good working relationship with its citizens?
Let's live so. Mm-hmm.
Where did the majority of the people seem to congregate?
Well, the church was out of business.
Didn't have more going to Kingstar.
I don't think so. I really don't think anything. I just knew I would go to Kingstar.
Mm-hmm. Has Kingstar always been where it is?
Ever since I've been here, it was on this side, and then the beautiful people on the other side.
Okay. When you say on this side, it was across the street, in the little parking lot?
Yes,
One second, and.
And then I said, we are just a new global idea on that.
So that church, the one that's standing there, is not that old.
Well, no, I don't know how old it is. But it's other than Reverend Reese's time, I don't know how long he got down. But it's pretty old. I said it built that church at the time he got sick. Mm-hmm. I don't know what year it was, but I know what it did.
Going back to the businesses, do we ever have any hotels, motels in the...
They have one of them, but I forget what to call them. They have a young place they call it a hotel. Mm-hmm. Only a name of it. Mm-hmm. It's Beasley, right, but I don't know. I forgot the name.
Miss Beasley?
I think that's who brought that hotel.
A lot of those the brakemen that would come in here, did they have to stay with families if they couldn't get rooms in the hotels? So, for example, the job brought them here and they had to stay overnight. How were they put up?
I don't know. I guess different houses of people taken in. Lots of people had, you know, they could stay with them during that time. Lots of them had to go in there, I guess. Mm-hmm. They always had to stay overnight, more or less. Mm-hmm. I had two breakfast stayed here with me that was on the pasture trains. Mm-hmm. And then they come in every day, it's over every day.
Mm-hmm. Did they make good money during that time?
We found it good. Oh, yeah, we doing real good. Mm-hmm. Have nothing like we got now. Mm-hmm.
You think those were the highest paying jobs for blacks?
The highest paying jobs, yeah.
You think the black, many of the brakesmen and people that work for the railroad, took their money and put it back into the community?
Some of them did, some did.
Would you say more did than didn't?
Well, I don't know. I see so many houses out here that the people are doing breakfast time. I guess some of them did, some of them did. I'm sure they're buying homes there. They said that's buying cars.
They went to invest in real estate.
Yeah.
What was meant by a shotgun house?
That it was a funeral house. It's all the way through. That's people located all the way down. Call it rat road.
Call it what?
Rat road.
It's a three-room house, basically, that what? You can just...
It's straight, all I know, you can sit to the floor. It's I didn't ever stay in one. I don't know how it was inside. Yeah, I know they all on that side of my room.
Were there many homes to catch a fire and burn down during that time, during that period?
Not as I know of.
Did you have a black fire corps, or did when a house caught on fire in Kingsville?
I looked at that. We didn't have no black.
Do you ever recall during your period in your life here, during that time, a house catching on fire, what happened to it?
Yeah. It all got burnt down. Fuller's house got burnt down. Bill Adams' house got burnt down. His two houses. I can't remember if they were saved anything.
Did the fire department come out?
I guess they did. They got the house was burnt down. Nobody had a fire department.
How did the community deal with Akatons? Did you have that problem during that time? What is an Akaton?
Yes,
typically, black people will call an Akaton someone who will go downtown.
No, it didn't have to be an Akaton. I didn't understand what you said. I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay, but you understand what the
yeah,
question.
Yeah, I know what Akaton, but I didn't understand what you said. Okay. Akaton, that's what that word was. I know what Akaton was, okay. But I didn't understand it clear.
Did the community have to deal with many of those?
I don't know, child. I guess somebody was here for a week. I don't know.
Was there much black killing blacks?
Well, she said that someone was talking about how they was killing, but I wasn't here during that time.
I see. I'm trying to get a finger on. You were 26 when you first came to Kingsville, so you came here in what about 30s?
30. I went down here to 1936.
36.
I married, come down back and forth, 1936.
Okay, and so you got to Kingsville about what time? What year?
Well, back when the father moved down here in 54, I believe it was. Okay. The first time in Battlefield. Boat house, I think.
Okay.
Okay. I really don't have any more questions unless you want to add to anything that's been said at this point.
I don't know what I can add to it.
I
said
enough, I think. No, I don't. I ain't got nothing to say to it.
Okay.
You can ask all the questions you want.
Let me ask you this. If we have some publications come out of all of this research, like a book being written or articles being written, they're probably going to be, people will probably read them from all over the place. Is there any one thing that you'd like people to know about our community that otherwise they wouldn't know?
No, I don't think so. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think it's bad. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.